Others cannot make you feel inferior unless you agree. This is, it's an inspiration, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Others cannot make you feel inferior unless you agree. And you're driving me crazy. You're making me unhappy. You're making me feel sick and tired of this whole thing. You're making this happen. You're making that happen. You're making that. Well, other people may stimulate these things, but we make it for ourselves. Anytime we're unhappy about anything, we make it for ourselves. Anytime we're unhappy about anything, we make it for ourselves. Anytime we're unhappy about anything, we make it for ourselves. Anytime we're unhappy about anything, we make it for ourselves. Herb, why are you repeating that so often? Well, look at your body. Are you happy with your body? It's what you have made it. Look at your mind. Are you happy with your mind? It's what you've made it. Look at your circumstances. Are you living in paradise? And the answer is no, 100% no, because you have made it and you don't even know what paradise is. Paradise is when we say you're untouched, unpossessed, and you're non-judgmental, and you're unconditionally loving. Wow, yes, that's it, that's it. Well, when are we going to get there?
Now.
When are we going to get into paradise and live that way? Okay, if you say now, then don't you dare ever get after me when I pick on you. Because if I pick on you and you are touched by it, you're not there. If I pick on you and you're judging me and saying, why are you picking on me like that? That's not nice of you to pick on me. If you were unpickable, you would be above that. And you see, this world of ours is filled with people who are trying to drive us mad. And starting with ourselves. But everybody is trying to do it their way. And everybody naturally would like to have them be number one. And for them, they are. Now, are you number one? Now, watch it. If you say you're number one, then you are not concerned about another being on the face of this earth. You are concerned only about yourself. And I say, well, that's selfish. That's not human. Well, yes, it is. If you like yourself so much and do everything that makes you happy, you will find that you will be doing things that make others happy too. You will find that if you enjoy a piece of chocolate cake, you will offer it to somebody else too. Yes, you will. Huh? Yeah, where is it? Yeah, sure. Now you ask me. You could ask me before when I was at the store, you know, I could have bought it. But no, I'm saying to you, well, you want to take my juice? I'm on the diet right now. So I'm saying to you, we are alone creator of our life, of our world, and we are revealing the tremendous ramifications that are available to be revealed. We can reveal ramifications of hate, of unhappiness, of poverty and sickness, or we can unravel and reveal love, peace, joy, harmony, wholeness, abundance. Now, do you want that? Oh, yes, 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 yes. No, you don't. If you wanted that, you'd be like the little boy who wanted a horse. Everything led to the horse to him. He says, oh, there's some hay in the backyard. That is the dry grass. Oh, there is a horse turd out in front of the house. That's from the milkman who went by or something like that. Yeah. But, you know, he always interprets everything into his dream until finally he manifests his dream. He is one-pointed. Are you that one-pointed? Well, you say, well, you got to be realistic, you know. When I hurt my foot, I have to go to the doctor and have it fixed. No, you don't. You go to the doctor so the doctor can put it to rights, you might say. But you are the one who heals it. You are the one who calls for the perfect healing. And you say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. The doctor says, boy, you are crazy. You have this terrible thing here. And you say you're whole and perfect? Yes, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. And then the doctor puts a bandage on it or whatever, and you go away, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. The doctor says, oh boy, I've been to some kooky ones. This one takes the cake. And then you come back at the appointed time or before, and the doctor takes the bandage off and he says, Well, now you're whole and perfect. And you see, I always was. But I went through this appearance. And this appearance was not myself, but I claimed it. If I didn't claim it, I wouldn't have even brought the circumstances on me that brought this appearance on me. I would be the master. Now, here at the Absolute Monastery, I work with you, and I work with you, and I work with you about being one-pointed. I tell you how rotten you are, how terrible you are, how miserable you are. Well, Herb, if you would go around telling us how wonderful we are and how good we are and stuff like that, that would build it a lot faster inside of us. No. You are good. You are perfect. You are wonderful. And the world is going to test you on that just to see how wonderful you are. Well, that's what we're doing here. We're testing you just to see how wonderful you are. You all know within an inch of your life, within an inch of any breath you ever take, that I love you. And that I'm only interested in your being the finest and greatest and most wonderful person you can be. There's no other thought that should ever cross your mind. If I say something to you that upsets you, you should say, oh, I'm being tested. Not, Herb, how could you think that about me? Well, I'm not thinking about you. You are. You're thinking about you by even thinking that I could say it about you. And this is the tough test. In the world, when you go out there and you run into some diseases that are rampant or that are being terrorized across the country or whatever they're doing, and you say, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, and you make yourself prepared for it. And of course, because you've been away in the monastery here in a cloistered atmosphere where you don't get exposed to all those things, you're really exposed to it. But you can be immune. Yes? How can you be immune? Don't even let any thought of it enter your consciousness. That means keep your eyes off of the newsstands in the supermarkets. I know what you're reading. I know what you're doing. And I tell you, don't do that. Don't read all about these movie stars and their love lives and all about these people who have six babies and, you know, with 12 feet and 14 heads and stuff like that. And you think to yourself, my God, what is this world coming to? And then it's because the Chernobyl fallout of the atomic waste and things like that. There is a new substance. I really should have hung on to it. But there's a new substance. And this new substance, yes, it's a substance called, it makes hydrogen. It makes hydrogen. And what it uses as fuel to make hydrogen is everything. Whether it's flour or sugar or water or dirt or anything at all. Or the atomic, what do you call this? The atomic toxins atomic waste that have to be disposed of. This machine that creates hydrogen completely immobilizes that, makes it into nothing, and puts it into hydrogen as a form of engine power for a car. Now, this is in one of the recent articles that we had, and it does work. It's expensive. It's like making gold with electricity, you know. It's an expensive problem, but that's not the point. The point is, it can be done. And these atomic wastes that have been such a bother for humanity to know what to do with, there is a way that it can be made totally impotent, totally no longer a problem. Now, that's fantastic. Now, I say this. You give that to a few think tanks, to a few nerds, to a few computer masters and scientists and stuff, they'll come up with an answer. They'll come up with an answer. They probably hadn't even thought of it as using toxic wastes, atomic wastes, using them in a way that it can revitalize them again. And it's not the waste. It's not, it's anything that they put in there. anything that they put in there turns out to be pure hydrogen, because that's what it was in the beginning. What they have done is to disassemble its atomic structure so that it no longer has this negative aspect to it. Now, doesn't that sound fascinating?
Mm-hmm.
Now, others cannot make you inferior unless you agree. Could you think up something for that? Could you take and listen to the divine within you and come up with an answer for that? Oh, wow, that's beyond me. All right, it's beyond you. And so is everything else that's good and beautiful in this world. Never, never confront a challenge by saying, I don't know. Always speak to a challenge and say, I wonder what specific understanding I could bring to this that might open this door in a beautiful way. There was one little article in here. It said, if opportunity knocks and it can't get in, learn how to build a door.
Next one.
Oh, that's the next one? If opportunity does not knock, build a door. Okay, that's for tomorrow morning. But others cannot make you feel inferior unless you agree. Now, can you do these things? Can you build the magic of the device that will... You see, it's not going to take atomic waste and make them impotent. It's not going to do that. It's going to take substances and redistribute their atomic structure so that they have a usefulness created as energy. And in the same way, whatever it was before is no longer. Its atomic structure is completely transversed.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, this is a fabulous thing. It was just a casual little article in one of these magazines, and it's amazing, but it's really amazing. And what the amazing thing is that, oh yes, there's another gadget that has been created that can make oil out of anything, out of anything. And it's like the same thing here with the hydrogen. In fact, that might perhaps be what it did. It made oil, but I think it's hydrogen. But anyhow, why not? Why not do these things? Why not? Don't let other people make you feel you can't, because you can't. If you can think of it, if you can even conceive of this, you're ahead of a lot of people who cannot conceive it. Why, oh, that could never happen. That could never be. You know, you hear that? Well, can you say, that's interesting. That's interesting. Mark, with his development of his engine, now, that idea was always there, but it wasn't put together in just that way. Now, what are you going to come up with? What are you going to prove yourself with? You looked at Catherine Ponder and you said she looked like Queen Elizabeth, you know. Now, what do you think if you were to write her a letter and tell her that? Now, maybe lots of people have said that about her, and maybe none. Whenever you are guided to do anything, to say anything, to respond in any way, do it. And you might be very surprised at the response you get. She might say, what a lovely thing to say, thank you. Or how dare you say I look like that old biddy. But she would never say that, because Catherine Ponder is too much of a lady to do that. Now, very interesting, very interesting. We all have these rather remarkable things coming along in our life. And what is it that is going to be the next thing that's going to show the world that you are far from inferior? And I would like to suggest that you practice our little words here. Be one-pointed on whatever your dream is. Be untouched by anything that anybody else says, or anything that the world says. If the world says you can't do it, if the world says that's something that's beyond that, that can't be done, you say, I'm going to have fun with that. I'm not going to do it just to make you look stupid, but I'm going to do it because, hey, you told me I can't. That's always one of the things that charm me the most, when people tell me I can't do something, and then I do it. But and be unpossessed by things and be non-judgmental. See, when we put those aspects of our life into force, we can do anything. Now, does anyone want to give me the statement that we use that provides us with the power to do anything?
I know that I know that I know God in me is the answer.
Beautiful.
I know that I know that I know God in me is the answer.
Excellent. You see, I know that I know that I know God in me is the answer. Very, very good. I was reading in the article on Ernest Wilson, who was one of the early leaders in Unity, how he said, what is it that is what Unity teaches? And it teaches the indwelling presence. The indwelling presence. Now they use the word Christ, which is a lovely thing. And the Christ, as I call it, is Christ consciousness, universal in every being. But the indwelling presence, which is God. And when we start using the indwelling presence, then we will never feel inferior. We will always feel there's a spark that we can call upon to accomplish any goal we want to accomplish. And I'm ready. How about you? You all have a lovely evening, and I love you, I love you, I love you.